Amen. You want to pray one or two more prayers before we share briefly about faith birth testimonies. Faith birth testimony. One of the passages that God gave us earlier in the year is Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38 says, "Have you commanded the morning since your days began?" Sorry, from verse 12. Job 38, 12 and 13. He says, "Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth and that the wicked be shaken out of it?" Ask your neighbor, "Have you commanded the morning today?" Amen. Because the Bible tells us in Proverbs 18, 21 that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat the fruit of it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Job 22, 28 also says, "You will declare a thing, and it shall be established unto you." You will speak a thing, you will decree a thing, you will declare a thing, you will pronounce a thing, and it will what? It will be established unto you. So there is power in commanding your money. There is power in commanding your money. That's what the question that was being asked here in the book of Job. He said, "Have you commanded your money since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked be shaken out of existence?" If you know how to use your authority, you're able to cause the wicked, the evils the enemy has planned, the schemes, the plans that they have planned, to be shaken out of the existence. Someone will command his money this morning, and things will change in the name of Jesus. Things will change favorable for you in the name of Jesus. So you will stand to your feet, please, and let's command some things. The power of God is here. The presence of God is here. The angels of God are here to do your bidding. If you are ready to speak, you are ready to pray, if you are ready to declare, to command God's host, their attention to do your bidding. And they will do your bidding today in the name of Jesus. You say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I command my money that the elementals of the day begin to work for my favor in the name of Jesus." Pray that prayer. "Father, I command my day. Let the elementals of the day, let the sun, let the moon, let the stars, let the angels of God, the ministering spirit, arise and begin to walk to my favor in the name of Jesus. I command the day to begin to work for my favor. I command the elements of the days. I command the ordinances of the day, the ordinances of sun, the ordinances of moon, the ordinances of stars, of here, that we breathe in, to begin to work for my favor, to begin to work against my enemy, against the wicked. Let them begin to work against the wicked. Let them begin to work for my favor. In the name of Jesus, let the sun, the moon, the star, the air, the angels of God, let them rise and begin to work for my favor today. Let them rise and begin to work for my favor this month. Let them arise and work for my favor this year. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Some are not opening their mouth. You will say, "Father, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I command my day. I command the wicked to be shaken out of their existence In the name of Jesus, let the wicked be shaken out of their existence. Let the wicked be shaken out of their doubts. Let the evils that have been proposed against me be shaken out of their existence. In the name of Jesus, by the authority. In the name of Jesus, every evil, every plan, every machination proposed against me, by the authority in the name of Jesus, let them be shaken out of their existence. Let them be shaken out of their hiding places. Let them be shaken out. Every conspiracy of darkness, let them be shaken out of their existence. Let them be shaken out. Let them be shaken out. Let them be shaken out. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be upstaged. Let them be frustrated. Let them be shaken out of existence. Every evil, every machination of darkness, every conspiracy of darkness against my well-being, against my joy, against my progress, let them be shaken out. Let them be shaken out of existence. Let them be shaken out of existence. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them be shaken out by the authority I have. In the name of Jesus, let the wicked be shaken out of existence. Every wickedness against my family be shaken out of existence. Every wickedness against my children be shaken out of existence. Every wickedness against my spouse be shaken out of existence. 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 Wherever you are, be shaken out of existence. Be shaken out of existence. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maribo second remakashanda. Repo second remakashaka tole gebroske. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. The same passage in New Living Translation says, have you ever commanded the morning to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? Have you made daylight spread to the ends of the earth to spring an end to the night's wickedness? As you commanded every night wickedness against you, there shall be a termination. There shall be an end. Every evil operation against you from the kingdom of darkness in the night, there shall be an end to it. There shall be a termination to the operation. In the name of Jesus, you say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the authority in the name of Jesus, every night wickedness, every night operation against me, I command them to be shaken out of existence. I command a cessation. I command a termination to every satanic operation over my life in the night. Every night wickedness, I command an end to it. I command an end to it. In the name of Jesus, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I command an end to it. I command a termination. Every night operation that is injuring my joy, every night operation, every night wickedness, I command a termination. It is really, I shall forbid a thing on earth. It shall be forbidden in heaven. It shall be forbidden in heaven. I forbid night operation by the authority in the name of Jesus over my life. Every night operation, every night wickedness, I command an end to it. I terminate it concerning my family, concerning my children. I terminate it concerning my brethren. I terminate it. Every night wickedness, every night operation, I command an end to it. And by the authority in the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus, we pray. That passage says, have you ever commanded the moon to appear and caused the dawn to rise in the east? I command your stars to rise in the name of Jesus. You say, by the authority in the name of Jesus, by the authority in the name of Jesus, I command every berry star to rise now. Every berry star, let them rise now. Let my berry star rise now in the name of Jesus. By the authority in the name of Jesus, let my berry star rise now. My berry potential, I rise now. My berry blessing, arise now by the authority in the name of Jesus, by the Spirit of God, by the Spirit of the Lord. I command you to rise. Rise now. Rise now. Rise now. Be shaking and arise now. Let my star arise in the name of Jesus. Let my star arise globally. Let my star arise and shine. Let my star arise and begin to shine. Oh, ye my star, arise and begin to shine. Begin to shine globally. Begin to shine globally. I shall not be limited anymore. My finances shall not be limited anymore. My ministry shall not be limited anymore. My business shall not be limited anymore. My career shall not be limited anymore. By command, by the authority in the name of Jesus, my very potential, rise now in the name of Jesus. Begin to shine globally in the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I command in the name of Jesus that your very star begin to rise up now. Let the ground be shaking and let them arise. Let them rise now. Begin to shine in the name of Jesus. Let your stars begin to shine. You shall no longer be limited. You shall no longer be limited in destiny. You shall no longer be limited in your career. You shall no longer be limited in your business. You shall no longer be limited in your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. You may please give the Lord a clap offering and let's take our seat. Praise the Lord. We'll share briefly on faith bad testimony for some few minutes. In the passage that we have just read in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verses 19 to 25, God gave a message to the children of Judah, to the king and his people, that they should hold their peace. They do not have need to fight in this battle. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, when a lot of nations were gathered against them, and God said, God told them what to do. So they obeyed God. They didn't carry implement of war. Rather, they just rise and begin to praise God. And then their testimony comes. They began to have testimonies. You did also this season, you begin to have testimonies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So the king encouraged his people in that 2 Chronicles chapter 20. The king encouraged his people in verse 20. So they rose early in the morning and went out into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went out, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe his prophet, and you shall prosper." Believe in the Lord your God. That is faith. In other words, have trust in the Lord your God. Have faith in the Lord your God, so that your miracle, your testimonies can come, can be established. Believe his prophets. Believe his messengers. Believe his pastors that he's sending to you. That is faith. It is what you believe that will work for you. You are able to sit on the chair you sat down because you believe it will hold you. It will hold your weight. So it is what you believe in that will work for you. Believing in God and putting them to use is very powerful. It's very powerful. And now, the kind of belief that the king Jehoshaphat is talking of here is that which is backed up with action. With action. With doing what God is asking you to do. That is the real faith that we are talking about. Believing in God means hearing those words of God, those words of your prophet, of your pastors, and acting on them. doing something on them. Why are we praying this period? Why are we fasting and praying? Because we believe as we fast and pray that God will hear, God will answer, because we believe our God is real, our God is alive, our God answers prayers. He has answered people's prayer before, and our home will not be an exception. He has called us to himself. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, ask, Matthew 7:7. Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be open unto you. For everyone that asks receives. As you ask from God this season, you will receive all that you desire in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So believe. I have to be back up with corresponding act of action, of obedience unto what God is asking you to do, unto what God is asking you to carry out. As we see in that passage, that as they believed God and they were singing and praying to God without any weapon of war, without lifting up any spear, any arrow, the Bible says that God went into action on their behalf. God went to action. God caused an ambushment to be set against their enemy, and eventually they helped to destroy themselves, and they were able to just go in and took the spoils of war. Hallelujah. And I pray that as these people have testimony, you also are going to have testimony in the name of Jesus. The word of one way of belief is to declare the word of God. As we commanded our money to declare the word of God. They believe in the word of God, they act on it. And another way of acting on the word of God is professing it, declaring the word of God. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, the Bible says the angels of God, when they fought with Satan and his allies, the Bible says the angels of God, Michael and the other angels, they overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb means your salvation when you are in right standing with God, and the word of their testimony. The word of their testimony. It is not only that you get saved, you must be able to declare the word of testimony. A lot of Christians are being oppressed today because they keep their mouth quiet. They don't back up their belief with corresponding action. Yes, I believe Jesus is Lord. But are you backing up with corresponding action of declaration, of declaring the word of God, speaking the word of God to your situation? That Job 20:38 says, have you commanded your money? David will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. As woke up in the day and say, good morning, Lord. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Then you speak into the day. At times you wake up, you feel somehow. But when you begin to speak into the day, then you begin to speak that this is the day. That's how I do. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the week that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the month that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And I discovered that somehow the world around me begins to change. And things begin to work around to my joy, to my favor. Hallelujah. So there is power in declaration. God has given every believer that weapon, the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimonies. Hallelujah. The Bible says they prevail. Let someone say they prevail. They prevail. You also, you will prevail in the name of Jesus. Amen. The angels of God prevail by the word of their testimonies. By the word of their testimony, they prevail over the devil. David also, as he was anointed and as he fought Goliath, also prevailed by the word of his testimony. 1 Samuel chapter 17. He told Goliath, he wasn't looking at how big Goliath was or is, but he was looking at the bigness of his God. He said, I do not come with you unto you with spear, with sword, with javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you defy. Say, I come against you in the name of the Lord. He knew that name. He knew that name is greater than any other name. And you have that name also, the name of Jesus. How many times do you put that name in your lips, in your mouth? Do you speak unto your situation with the name of Jesus in your mouth. David was able to prevail, not with spear and javelin, but with the name of the Lord. And I pray also that you also this season, you will prevail in the name of the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So we're seeking Jehoshaphat, believing in the Lord is God, and asking his people to believe in the Lord is God. He back up their belief with action. It's very important, with action, with works. Belief is not only profession, it is also backed up with works of action. In James chapter 2, if you can open to it, verse 17 to 24. James chapter 2, verse 17 to 24, I will read those whole passages so that you can understand about faith and belief. Why faith is important for your testimonies. The Bible says in James chapter 2, 17 to 24, it says, Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Not by faith only, by works. You have to speak the word. You have to act upon the word of God. How then will you develop faith, that boldness in your God to declare, to speak the word of God, to obey the word of God? How will you develop it? How will you grow in it? Romans 10, 17 says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Say with me, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Say it again, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So your faith can grow as you continue to hear the word of God. A lot of messages that is being preached, the devil will try to see a lot of stuff, do a lot of situations so that you quickly forget. But when you keep on hearing the word of God, what happens? Your faith develops. Your faith comes alive. Your faith grows. Hallelujah. The faith is described in Hebrews 11 verse 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Your hope comes alive. You have the substance of your hope that my tomorrow will be all right. You have the substance of your hope that what the promise of God for me shall come to pass. Because God is not man that should lie, neither is the son of man that should repent. What he has said, he will do it. What he has spoken, he will bring it to pass. Every good word that God has spoken concerning you, concerning your family this year, they shall find performance in the name of Jesus. Every of your expectation by the word of God, by your word of profession, they shall be matched up with manifestation in the name of Jesus. I say there shall be manifestation of every word of God concerning you. They shall be matched up with manifestation. Your expectation shall be matched up with manifestation in the name of Jesus. By hearing the word of God through messages, listening to tapes in your cars at home, listening to tapes, reading the Bible, attending Sunday school, attending Bible study, will help you to grow in faith. We help you to grow in faith. And the Bible says it is through this faith that you can do exploit. Those that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploit. It is through the word of God and faith that you develop in God. Period of prayers also will help you to grow in faith. Jude 1:20 says, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. When you spend time in the presence of God, praying, worshiping in the Holy Ghost, what happens? The spirit of faith will come upon you. You will be able to believe God for the impossible. Hallelujah. Because you will experience the presence of God, the glory of God, the host of God will come to lift up your faith. You remember the time that Jesus was praying at the Garden of Gethsemane, the greatest trial of his life. He was praying, and the angels of God came to strengthen him so that he can pull through to fulfill his destiny. Hallelujah. God will come to your attention this season so that he can pull through to fulfill your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. So when you believe, when you have faith in God, it will back your testimony. And this morning, I pray that as you apply your heart to all these things that we have shared, your testimony will come this month. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So I want you to stand because of time to say one or two words again to the Lord. I want you to talk to God and say, Father, I rededicate my life afresh to you. I rededicate my commitment unto you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. Once again, you say, Father, today is the dawning of a new day in my life. I declare my season of frustration and failure is over. My season of frustration and failure is over. I walk into a new season of success and prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I declare all things have passed away in my life. I declare, behold, all things have come anew. All things have come anew. In the name of Jesus, I declare new things in my life, new things in my home, new things in my family. In the mighty name of Jesus, I press towards the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I declare a new day in my ministry, a new day in my business, a new day in my finances, a new day in my relationship, a new day concerning my health. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I download from heaven and from God. I download success. I download prosperity into my life. I download divine head. I download wealth, vision, direction, ingenuity, creativity, holiness, righteousness, peace, resourcefulness into all my days in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you cause the east wind of judgment to blow into the enemy's camp. Stop every diabolical works designed to shipwreck my faith in the name of Jesus. Every demonic work designed to bring disaster into my life, let them be stopped now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, cause your fresh wind of the Holy Spirit to blow over my life. Your reviving wind, your refreshing wind, your wind of life, let them blow over my life. Let them blow over my family. Let them blow over my job, over my career, over my business, over my destiny, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the west wind of replenishment blow over my life. Let the north winds of abundance blow over my life. Let the south winds of restoration and supernatural supply blow profusely into my life in the name of Jesus. Father, assign your angels as my divine escorts, supernatural security in the name of Jesus. Let them marshal the boundaries and borders of my spheres of influence. Let them dismantle and destroy satanic stronghold and dispose satanic quarters in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, close the gate of death over my life, over my family. Seal up the doors of affliction and torment over my life this year in the name of Jesus. I give you thanks, Lord. I give you praise. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the ending. I will end this year very well. All shall be well with me. All shall be well with my family. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's give the Lord praise.
Let's